Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchorman, not Anchorlady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
All right, Kim's got a huge smile on her face. Why is that, Kim?
So we had a debate the other day about what is the hardest sport. And we were, well, I know you were initially saying, Mark, that baseball, and then you revised that and you said, no, specifically hitting a baseball is the hardest thing you can do.
In professional sports. What's your take on that, Tom Ackerman?
I would say it's between hitting a baseball and hitting a golf ball consistently.
Yeah, well, it could be. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, golf, that's a difficult sport to master, but you can't master it. Even the best golfers can miss the cut, you know. But yeah, I would say among team sports, the hardest thing to do is hit a baseball.
95 mile an hour.
Round bat, round ball, you know, and think about the best hitters in history do it 30% of the time. You know, hit a ball where a fielder isn't and drop it into the outfield or hit it through the infield. If you hit 300 for your career, you are a tremendous player. So it is a game of failure. And that's what I respect probably the most of these players is how difficult it is to do what they do. Pitchers in particular, you know, the Cardinals will succeed if they pitch. And I know that you look at these pitchers sometimes, you're like, well, this guy's not a good pitcher. Actually, they're the best pitchers in the world. They're the ones who can hit a spot. The biggest difference, a minor league pitcher, if you tell them, hit that spot where the glove is, low and outside, right on the corner, they could hit it maybe 1 out of 10. Exactly where you want it, consistently, boom, boom, boom. Major leaguers, they'll do it 9, 10 out of 10. The best ones, bam, every time, boom, boom, boom. And that's the biggest difference, and it takes years to get to that point. So a day like today, Victor Scott is making his debut in center field. The work that he has put in just to get here is tremendous, and this has been a huge leap for him too. He hasn't played in AAA. This is from AA to Major League Baseball starting today. It is, you know, he has gone from facing the, Arkansas Travelers or whatever to the best team in the on paper right now, the LA Dodgers.
The Dodgers, yeah.
So the other thing I looked at is the Dodgers, as good as they are, and everybody's falling all over themselves about how good they are, and they've spent, you know, they spent $1 billion on just two pitchers or two players, Otani and Yamamoto, and they brought in a lot of other players for their arsenal. They don't win all that much. I mean, they won the World Series in the shortened 2020 year, but before that, 1988, it is hard to just buy a team and win a World Series. So I don't know who's going to win the World Series. I don't know who's going to be in the World Series. Last year at this time, if you told me the Arizona Diamondbacks would be in the World Series, I'd say you're crazy. There's no way. And they did.
Should we put a side bet on whether Ohtani gets a hit today?
Ohtani will get a hit today. Yeah. I mean, Michaelis is going to give up a lot of hits today.
Tom's ignoring me.
I'll go in on that bet with you.
Why? Well, what was the bet?
He was making a bet joke.
We're joking about the interpreter with Ohtani.
Come on.
Because LA has a whole bunch of cheaters on their team.
Yeah. Do they? I don't know. I don't know what Ohtani has done or hasn't done.
We don't know yet. It just seems. I love Pete Rose's comment on it, though. Wish I'd had me an interpreter back in the 70s. Did you hear
I didn't
that?
See that. That's good. I mean, you know, if anything, it's a huge distraction.
Oh, I'm sure.
That the Cardinals should hopefully take advantage of, but it's bad for baseball if there's anything more. I mean, so you want to make sure this gets cleaned up, whatever it is. There's just a lot of loose ends they need to figure out and get this thing straightened out.
I was more distracted by the slinger dog they were showing pictures of that's going to be at the stadium this year. Have you seen this thing?
I did. It looked pretty good for, like, this morning.
15
for
bucks?
Breakfast.
Oh, I know. A couple
but
of eggs
I can't
on it.
Eat that at a game. That thing's going to get all over me. I need, like, multiple napkins for that. Chili and egg yolk and...
$14? Right? Yeah. Didn't you say $14?
Yeah. I'd throw down 14 for that. Yeah, because that would fill me up the rest of the day. $14, that's a pretty big meal. I mean, the eggs.
Get your eggs, your meat,
yeah, that's going to fill you up all day long. That's a pretty good deal, actually, for $14. I don't know how big the thing is, but it looked pretty big.
Yeah, the picture made it look massive. It's probably this tiny little corn dog-looking thing.
I think a beer's like $14, isn't it?
Probably. like one of those mini dogs.
$30 on a hot dog and a beer. That sounds about right.
Yeah, it's two beers.
What is it?
Because it's not 12 ounces of beer. It's 18 or 24 ounces that you're paying for the $10 to $14 on.
That you're paying the amount you'd pay for a 12 pack.
So
you
two beers.
Yeah, so you'd pay $14 for a large beer.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. That's when, yeah. Well, so I'd pay $14 for the slinger dog. But again, so, I probably, when I go to the game, I keep it very simple. Hot dog and maybe some peanuts, beer.
So,
I'm good to go.
So last night, for my wedding anniversary yesterday, Tom, I took my wife out to Annie Gunn's for dinner last night.
Great spot.
So, loved it. Just fantastic big strip steak. It was delicious. As we're there, this bus pulls up out front. We can't tell what it's all about, right? Because you don't think normally a tour bus would come to Annie Gunn's of all places. And I notice all these people walking in, and they've all got Michigan State stuff on their chest. They were the Michigan State hockey team here for the regionals for the Frozen Four.
Yeah, really great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting to see all that.
Centene is where they're playing, these guys are telling me, where they only seat like 2,500 people, and some of these teams draw thousands of people, fans, to their games.
So it's probably $1,000 a ticket to get in the place.
Yeah, Ethan was saying ticket prices are going up just to get a ticket to get out there.
Sounds like we need to build a new hockey arena.
I think so. They can't get into Enterprise, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they underestimated it. I don't know. But they've created some demand and attention because that's going to be in the news, I'm sure, the demand to get in there. That's pretty neat.
Yeah,
pretty cool.
It's good. And the final game we figured out is in St. Paul.
Yeah,
this is just the regional. I thought maybe it was the final game,
have the Frozen Four next year for the first time since 2007.
And they're going to be guaranteed Enterprise Center, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be it.
Because Carl said, "Well, we don't know what the Blues schedule is that far out. How can they plan it? I don't know how they figure all that out." But you got to have a weekend you can have 19,000 people in there and not 2,000.
True. Blues play tonight.
Yeah. Yep. Without Oscar Sundquist.
Yeah, it's a shame.
So who do you have winning tonight, Iowa State versus Illinois for Sweet 16?
Boy, Illinois is tough to stop. Iowa State's a great defensive team. Great. They don't have Terrence Shannon Jr. I think Illinois is a freight train right now. I think they're going to win this game tonight, and good luck against UConn, though. If UConn does what I think they'll do to San Diego State, which is beat them soundly, then they'll be ready to go for Saturday, and that'll be very hard for Illinois. But I think Illinois can survive tonight. Tonight's a late one. It's like
9:09 p.m.
I'll take a nap or something after opening day, or have a. But I'm going
to
watch.
I'll go to sleep.
I'll be watching tonight. Yeah, I love the Sweet 16. It's awesome. We should do a Sweet 16 bracket. Just start over.
You think?
Yeah.
All right. Because they don't have a dog in the race.
I know. All right. I have to go do a sports cast.
All right.
I wish
I could stay
with you guys longer.
I appreciate it.
Happy opening day, everybody.
Yeah, happy opening day.
That's true. All right. Looking forward to next week. So here's my luck, Kim, and Carl will get a kick out of this. He's going to laugh at me and say, "Oh, you sucker." So my mother has to have a fairly minor medical procedure that was supposed to happen Tuesday of this week, right? So they call me last week, and they say, "We need to reschedule this." And I'm like, "Okay, that's fine. When are we going to reschedule it?" The only day he's got coming up in the next 2 months is the 4th. And I didn't even think about it. I'm like, "Okay, well, you got to book it because it's got to be done."
Yeah.
So then I realized yesterday it's on opening day, and I won't get to go to Kegs and Eggs or any of the festivities downtown because I have to have it there at 11. So that's
bummer.
A bummer. That is a bummer.
That's going to be a big day at Ballpark.
It's always a big day. It's like a holiday downtown.
Right?
It's a fantastic party whether you're going to the game or not. Last year I did to see Waino on his last opening day, but I will not be participating this year.
Get more at 971talk.com. Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.